With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. Employees across the massive U.S. Health and Human Services Department received notices of dismissal Tuesday in an overhaul ultimately expected to lay off up to 10,000 people. President Donald Trump, who has repeatedly called April 2nd Liberation Day, is promising to roll out a set of tariffs or taxes on imports from other countries that he says will free the United States from a reliance on foreign goods. A top European Union official warned the United States that the world's biggest trade bloc holds a lot of cards when it comes to dealing with the Trump administration's new tariffs, but if it is necessary, we have a strong plan to retaliate and we will use it, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen told EU lawmakers. A U.S. bankruptcy court judge has denied Johnson & Johnson's settlement plan related to baby powder containing talc, providing another setback in the company's efforts to resolve the matter. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.